Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. So much good music in Kansas City this year and around the globe. So many good bands. Today we'll flip through the best of 2012 based on the very sound judgments of our music critics. We'll run through music by The Caves, Three Water Moccasins, Matt Shore, Iris DeMent, and a whole bunch more. Our critics are Chris Agarian. He's with Inc. Magazine. He puts out a music podcast at The Mailbox with Michael Byers. And Chris, always good to have you here.
Thanks for having me back.
Bill Brownlee's back. He's a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. That's Kansas City's top jazz blog. Bill, happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Steve.
Michael Byers is also here. He's the morning drive announcer for KCUR, our music coordinator and a regular contributor to The Mailbox with Chris Agarian. Everything sort of comes full circle around here, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, gentlemen, 10 years from now, when folks look back on 2012, what's going to distinguish this year from any other year? Anything's going to stand out or anything in the evolutionary process when it comes to good music, Michael?
I'm
catching you absolutely cold.
Wow,
here.
That's just start right off with a haymaker. Yeah. I think that 2012, when people look back on this year from a local perspective, they're going to see a year that really saw an upswing in quantity and quality for the metro area. I think we ended up with somewhere around 200 total releases for the year.
Yeah, I counted locally. 191 local albums released this year.
Yeah, albums, EPs, singles, just all sorts, and from an amazing variety of styles and genres. And it just the quality just keeps getting better, and people seem to be interested in finding some challenges for themselves and for their bands, and it just keeps getting more and more interesting.
And that just continues the trend of a democratization, if I'm saying that word right, of mass media so many times. We talked on the show just a few days ago about more movies being made in 2012 than ever before, and now we're seeing more music as well.
Well, I think as technology gets better and as technology gets cheaper and easier for people to have, whether it's to record an album or to make a film, it puts it in more people's hands.
Yeah.
And then there's so many blogs anymore. A couple of the songs I'm playing today are singles that there's not even a full length attached to them, but they got some love from music blogs and all of a sudden blew up.
The word is democratization,
yeah.
Right? There we go. Yeah, Bill, what did you notice in 2012?
Well, on the other hand, mainstream media still plays a huge role. Just last night, Belton, Missouri's Tate Stevens won the X Factor. So I don't know if in 10 years we'll be talking about Tate Stevens or not. I hope so. But Belton, Missouri is now on the map.
That's not bad. Not a bad thing at all.
Not bad.
Yeah. Michael Byers, let's go to some lists here for some good music of 2012, the best music of 2012 as you saw it. You want to begin with a group called The Caves.
The Caves has been a band that I've followed pretty regularly ever since they've only been together 2 or 3 years, relatively new, but the players in the band have been on the music scene for quite some time. They've had their own style of sort of harmonic dissonant indie rock that they've been playing for the past few years, and they do very well in live shows, and they've been kind of getting things together. But then they came out with this album this year called Duplexiaville, and to me it just sort of sounded like everything clicked. Everything they wanted to say and the way they wanted to say it, everyone just seemed to connect, and it was just one of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts efforts, and I thought it was an excellent album top to bottom. Liked it a lot.
This track is Weekend Blues.
You.
That's the Caves, and they're playing in town tonight.
They are playing in town tonight at the Record Bar with another band that does very well live, Grizzly Hand.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's going to be a great show tonight. Record Bar probably starts, doors 9, starting at 10. Probably no more than $7 or $8 to see amazing quality sounds being procured right here in Kansas City.
That sounds pretty good. And again, this track is Weekend Blues from Duplexiaville,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Actually, that show's at Davies.
Is it Davies?
Tonight at Record Bar is another great band making movies. Album release party is at Record Bar tonight.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay, Davies Uptown for all of this good stuff. Okay. Chris, let's go to the group First Aid Kit.
First Aid Kit, yes. This is a band. It's a duo, a trio, and they're from Sweden. And the singers in the band are sisters, Johanna and Clara Soderberg. I'm probably mispronouncing that wrong because there's a umlaut in there. But I listened to this album, and I really fell in love with it. And it's a funny name for a band, First Aid Kit. And then when you hear it, it's Americana and folk music. And First Aid Kit sounds like it should either be a rapper or some electronic music kind of person. But out of Sweden right now, for whatever reason, they're putting out really good Americana. Another great artist over there is The Tallest Man on Earth. And it probably goes back to Bob Dylan, where these people grab a Bob Dylan album early and fall in love with it and start making great music. But these two sisters combine and really woodsy harmonies, heavy folk influence, obviously. And they played a great show, one of my favorite shows of the year, at the Granada back in October. It was the same night as Esperanza Spalding, if anybody in here was there.
I was there.
Yeah.
I think we all were.
Yeah.
But I left that show and went straight to Lawrence and caught this set. So this is First Aid Kit.
And the track is Emmylou. Nice track. That band again, First Aid Kit, The Cut, Emmylou from Chris Aguirre. Chris, thanks for sharing that one. Bill Brownlee, you want to talk about one of the most prolific pianists in town, right?
Yes, Mark Lowry has just now released his second solo piano album.
Ah.
First one was Alive at Jardine's album. Mm-hmm. This one's called Tangos for 18th Street. The cover art depicts him in front of YJ's there on 18th Street in the crossroads.
Yeah.
It has a tango theme to it, the new project, and he covers a song by a Kansas City rock band called Republic Tigers. They had a small hit in 2008 called Buildings and Mountains, and this is Mark's tango spin on that track.
All right. Thank you. That's Mark Lowry playing Buildings and Mountains from his new solo disc, one of the great good guys around Kansas City, one of the most talented, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just terrific guy.
Yes, he works a lot. He plays a couple nights down at the Majestics, down at the Majestic every week, and I think he's doing an in-store signing tomorrow afternoon at Vinyl Renaissance.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Okay. Good tips from Bill Brownlee. Michael Byers, take us to Three Water Moccasins.
It's actually The Water Moccasins.
The Water Moccasins.
I misprinted that. I'm sorry about that. Real quick, before I do that, I want to get the previous concert announcement correct because I've screwed it up twice already. The Caves with Grizzly Hand tomorrow night at Davies. So there we go.
Okay.
So no hate mail from fans of The Caves or Grizzly Hand, please.
Yes, I gotcha. Okay.
The Water Moccasins, four rock veterans from various bands. Roman numerals are represented. The Olympic size is represented. Mark Lowry in drums. John Bursuk is a percussionist extraordinaire and the man with an amazing array of sounds. But he, Wade Allen Williamson, Steve Tulipana, and Billy Smith make up The Water Moccasins, and Billy is going to be back in town for the holidays, and so The Water Moccasins will be playing a New Year's Eve show at Record Bar with Golden Republic and a few surprise guests. Their sound is a very heavy dose of indie rock, very varied and diverse. They do a little bossa nova sometimes, some kind of experimental avant-garde things, and also just some straight-up great rock music. The song that we're going to play is one of my favorite tracks of the whole year.
Which is In the City.
That is.
The Water Moccasins, the track In the City from the disc From the Rivers of Missouri and the Banks of Fear.
I will be at that New Year's Eve show. It's going to be amazing.
Well, that sounds great.
I'll be there too.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Chris Agarian, let's go to the group Churches.
Churches, yes. This is another group, sort of what I mentioned earlier, with so many blogs out there and the accessibility to making music. The next two songs and bands I'm going to play both fall into this category where they got some buzz on some blogs, and have since blown up and don't even have an album to show for it yet, and they'll both have full lengths coming in 2013. But Churches, and they spell it with a V instead of a U. I think that's because the world has run out of unique URLs if you want to spell things the correct way. But it's a trio from Glasgow, Scotland, and I found this just on the interwebs, reading about it on blogs. It's an alternative electronic band, and you know, we're with me and Nathan Rouge, work on Middle of the Map constantly. It's a music festival we have every April, and we're always trying to find bands just like Stocks that you can get them early and then hopefully they become something amazing. And this is one of those bands I think could really become something amazing. But it's called Churches from Glasgow, and the song's called The Mother We Share.
Oh,
That's Churches. We're running through some of the best music of 2012. Our critics today, Chris Agarian, Bill Brownlee, Michael Byers. Bill Brownlee, let's go to a woman who used to live here in town, Iris DeMent.
Yes, that was not Iris singing on that Churches track.
Not even close.
Not even close. Iris was born in Arkansas. She currently lives in Iowa, but she spent years in Kansas City. And when she made it, she released her debut album in 1992. Mm-hmm. She was living in Kansas City at the time, playing open mic nights at local coffee houses and bars. She has not been prolific. She hasn't released an album of new material since 1996. Her new album, Sing the Delta, I think is her best album since her debut. Hmm. It's an Americana folk record, but you know, Iris is so honest and open and raw in the best sense. Only Iris could write the type of songs that she writes, and her new album is just stunning in a very authentic way. The song I've selected up next is called Living on the Inside.
Now, I'm a big fan of hers, too. And I should point out, she's married to Greg Brown, who's been here before, the great sort of folk singer and a terrific guy as well. Iris DeMent, either you like her or you don't. There's not a whole lot of middle ground with Iris DeMent.
Yeah, it's her voice is very off-putting to some people. But, yeah. You know, I find it endearing and it real. It's the complete opposite of what you'll hear on a contemporary country commercial station.
And I like it as well. This track, Living on the Inside. Like her too, and you know she hates to do interviews. I would love to get her in here sometime, but she just doesn't like doing this stuff.
She is not made to do, you know, industry type things. She does things her own way, in her own time, and you know that's what makes her great.
She was just on a Prairie Home Companion. And I always sort of wonder how she pulls that off because it's so hard for her, and you know, being in front of, you know, live audiences in some way. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're lucky to call her ours, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. Michael Byers, let's go to Matt Shore.
Matt Shore is a part of two of the more well-known bands that play in Kansas City, Every Day, Every Night, and The Empty Spaces, both bands that have that feature a lot of high energy and very, in some cases, kind of bombastic music, and certainly with Every Day, Every Night. He came out with a solo release just about a month ago, and it's just a 180-degree departure from the music that he's more well-known for, at least for right now. These tracks are all very stripped down, most of them just him playing the instruments himself. Sometimes he has bandmate Ross Brown helping him on a couple of tracks. But it's very, very lo-fi, the lyrics seem to be very, very personal. And very expressive, and he just—it's just a complete different side of his talent that he's displaying, and it's an excellent job.
This track is Meadowlark from the album Domestic Partnership.
Hey. Hey, little meadow.
That's Matt Shore. Interesting.
It's sort of highlights the fact that I've talked long and longer and continue to talk about the quality and the variety and the capacity that the music has here in Kansas City. And that's just an example of just one person's ability to completely shift gears like that and do an extremely great recording in whatever style he chooses to go for.
Chris, let's go to your next one, which is the group Rye from Toronto.
Yes, this is a duo from Toronto. And as I mentioned earlier, the blog thing and putting out a single and letting it fall out there into the world. And this is another band that's done that, where this was their first single, and they've since put out another one called The Fall. And the band was kind of cast. You know, nobody knew what it was, and it was people couldn't figure out the details of the band, and they hid it all. And then they did an interview with Pitchfork, and it kind of came up. Pitchfork's a really large music blog, and it kind of pulled back everything and let people see into this band. But if we could play this song, and then I'll say something about it right afterwards, because I think it'll be an interesting component after you hear it. But
this track is titled Open.
Yeah, the person putting out that really melodic dream pop and sort of a contemporary Sade kind of sound is Mike Malouche. That's a man's voice.
Oh, really?
And that's what I was trying to hold for the reveal after the punchline.
Wow.
But it's not a woman, and that's one of the things that was revealed after the band did this interview, that nobody knew any details about this band, and it came out that these two amazing songs that have such a beautiful voice were, in fact, a man's voice, Mike Malouche.
Okay. That group, again, is Rye from Toronto. Bill Brownlee, let's grab one more before we go to a break here. Chris Calico.
Yes, Chris Calico is one of the two sidekicks of Tech Nine, part of the Kansas City area's strange music empire. You know, all these things we're playing are great, but the sales are all... The sales are all racked up by Strange Music in the Kansas City area. They sell literally millions of units of their releases. Chris is the hook man for Tech Nine. He does a lot of the singing and so on. His new album made the Billboard charts. It was number 4 on the rap charts this year. It's sort of the Kansas City equivalent of Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City. It's a theme album that deals with Chris's love-hate relationship with hip-hop. Chris has a lot of personal issues. He has a weight thing going on. He suffers from vitiligo, skin disease. So all these tracks kind of deal with his place in hip-hop because he doesn't fit the mold and doesn't feel like he belongs, yet he has all this talent.
And what's the track we're going to hear here?
The track is called Cali Baby. As you'll hear, it's a play on... doo-wop group Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons sound, and you know it's intended to be ironic, and it's, as you'll hear, completely different than most hip-hop.
Here's Chris Calico.
All right, all right, all right. You've seen him on stages around the globe. Fellas, get jealous. Ladies, scream if you want to. I knew you would. He goes by the name of Chris Calico, but y'all out there, y'all can call him Cali Baby.
Show out. When they see them, they used to make fun of them. Now they want to be them. Anybody say they're better than Cali, don't believe them. They cold and they sneezing, and I be the reason. They took the long way, but made my way. Not old and great, for I'm making a payday.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our good conversation with our music critics as we continue our survey of the best music of 2012. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR.
Here and Now is next on KCUR Kansas City. And at a news conference today, a representative of the NRA said, "The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun." The NRA calls for armed officers in every school. Also, President Obama is expected to nominate John Kerry as Secretary of State. And a push for doctors to ask their patients about gun use and ownership, as well as lessons from a legendary gardener. Those topics and more on Here and Now at noon on KCUR. Funding for KCUR is made possible in part by the Village Church in Prairie Village, inviting the community to Christmas Eve services with family worship at 5 and candlelight services at 7, 9 and 11, featuring traditional carols, choral music and the story of the Nativity. More information is online at villagepres.org. Well, the year is coming to a close, and year-end contributions to KCUR can be made and be tax-deductible. We hope you'll consider making a financial pledge online at kcur.org. It's 11:36, 31 degrees in Midtown, Kansas City. You're listening to KCUR and kcur.org, a service of the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
And we're back. I'm Steve Kraske. If you missed yesterday's visit with our Johnson County librarians and their picks for best children and youth books of 2012, you'll find it in our weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Monday on the program, wine expert Doug Frost returns with a look at some great holiday wines made here in our neck of the woods. This hour, we're visiting with our music critics as we survey the best music of 2012, both locally and nationally. And Michael Byers from KCUR is up next. He wants to talk about a group, Swerve On.
Swerve On is one of my favorite little bands of the area because the story is just so much fun. It's Nan Turner and Matt Roth, just the two people, very do-it-yourself, very bare-bones, kind of garage rock sort of thing, no mm-hmm. pretense and no high fancy production or anything like that. They moved to the Kansas City area from New York earlier this year, and I think their first show was at Middle of the Map.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, just this past April. So, you know, a nice way to kind of break in.
Yeah.
And they're very, very hardworking. They're both really, really nice people. And I just like the rawness. It's sort of, I'm not to compare them with the White Stripes or anything like that, but it's sort of that same when they were early in their career. Very raw, very gritty.
Yeah.
And extremely catchy, very, very hook-filled. They are actually going to be playing at the Brick on January 11th with the Brannick Device. And you get a chance to go out and check them out for yourselves there. It's a really, really fun band.
This track is Truth Teller from the disc Courage. One of Michael Byers' picks as we survey the best music of 2012. Chris Agarian from Inc. Magazine, let's go to The House That Heaven Built by Japandroids. Tell us about Japandroids.
Yes, Japandroids are from Canada. They're from Vancouver. And one of a few bands, I think I have three or four on my favorite albums list this year. And like Schwervon, they're also a two-piece. And on The Mailbox, one of my favorite things to do is to talk about the tipping point for a band. As a big Malcolm Gladwell fan, the tipping point for when you go from obscurity to being cast into the light. And this band had been, they formed in 06. They were grinding it out in Canada until 08, 09. And they recorded an album, and they weren't going to put it out, but they wanted to do it for their few groups of fans up in Toronto or in Vancouver. And then what happened was they put it out, Pitchfork got a hold of it, a blog, put it out there, and then the world fell in love with it. This was their 09 album, and it was on everybody's top 10 list that year. Just like this year, this album called Celebration Rock is back on all those same lists. So the tipping point stories are always really interesting to me. What tips somebody over into famedom? Sort of, I guess, like last night locally with Belton and Tate.
Mm-hmm.
So this song, it's not unique to my list. It's on probably everybody's lists. It was on a lot of lists in yesterday's Kansas City Star. So
let's listen to The House That Heaven Built. Japandroids, Chris Hagarian's pick for one of the best tracks of 2012. Bill Brownlee, let's go to UMKC's own Michael Pagan.
Yes, Michael released a solo piano album this year.
You're in love with solo piano this year.
There's a guy in town, a young guy named T.J. Martley, who also released a terrific solo jazz
album. That is terrific. I bought that one at your recommendation. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Michael Pagan titled this album Keyboard Christmas, and I picked it up and wasn't too enthusiastic. It's against my nature to really get excited about a Christmas album, but this is really remarkable, really creative, really imaginative. The album leads off with a version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen that merges Miles Davis's So What into the melody, and it's really stunning and remarkable. I asked Michael, I said, is this idea yours? He said, yeah. So I expect, you know, years from now, we'll be hearing Michael's version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen in every jazz club in the world.
Let's listen to Michael Pagan. Thank you. He's on a keyboard there, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, what production tricks he has up his sleeve, but yeah, it's not a conventional solo keyboard album by any stretch.
Yeah, terrific. Michael Byers, how about the group Link Wray?
Link Wray actually is the man responsible for one of the most classic instrumentals from the late 50s, early 60s called Rumble, which if you heard the first two or three bars, you'd instantly know what it was. This track is actually from my favorite compilation of the year called Country Funk 1969-1975. Country Funk. It's this really weird little subgenre that came out for people who, just to kind of give you an idea of like early Creedence Clearwater Revival music or Tony Joe White, things like that. Just sort of a little swampy, kind of greasy punk, not punk, but funk and soul riff. And this compilation came out, and it's just kind of blows your mind because you see the words country and funk together, and it just doesn't compute. And then you start listening, and you realize, well, okay, yeah, I guess there was kind of a little something going on. And this is one of my favorite tracks from that album.
Okay, this is Link Wray, the track Fire and Brimstone. From a new collection, Country Funk, 1969 to 1975. We're visiting with our music critics about the best music, both local and around the world, from 2012. Chris Agarian, Bill Brownlee, Michael Byers. Chris Agarian, let's go to a group, Bat for Lashes.
Yeah, there's no way to make this transition easy from that last song to this song. Bat for Lashes is the stage name or moniker of Natasha Khan from London, and it's a very art rock, synth pop, album. This is her third album, and on this album, different from the other two, it's kind of stripped down her vocals a little bit and gone more just a true voice. And for this track, she brought in a bit of an orchestra, and I don't know that we're going to get to hear the whole song, but late in the song, there's a string section that hits and a horn section that hits, and it pretty much guts me.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first song, the first track off of this current album called The Haunted Man.
A haunted man.
And the song is called Lilies.
Okay.
Again tonight I sang a song, a prayer if you will. Fell to the floor on blackened knees, and all the trees fell still. Press my hands between my thighs and pour the thistle milk. Beg the thunderbolts to strike and mark me as a
group again, Bat for Lashes. That's something different, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Bill Brownlee, you want to talk about a jazz trumpeter, Christian Scott, one of the, with an album that's on a lot of best of lists this year.
Yes, he's from New Orleans, but he's representative, I think, Steve, of a quiet revolution in jazz that is taking place internationally and here in Kansas City. Here we have guys like UMKC's Solomon Dorsey, a bassist, Logan Richardson, a saxophone player, also based in New York now, still here in town, a kid named Eddie Moore. All these guys play pure jazz, but with a hip-hop and rock sensibility. I think the sound is best embodied by or heard on this new Christian Scott album. It has that New Orleans flavor, but also it sounds to me, Steve, like the future.
Yeah, what's this track here we're going to hear?
This track is called When Marissa Stands Her Ground.
Okay, from Christian Scott. Great Christian Scott, one of Bill Brownlee's picks for Best Music of 2012. Michael Byers, just a few minutes left here. Let's go to a group, Rodriguez.
This comes from my favorite soundtrack of the year. Rodriguez, this story is one of those that Hollywood couldn't have even dreamed it up. Sisto Rodriguez, he's from Detroit, released a couple of albums in the early 70s that received virtually no airplay here in the States. But somehow a few copies ended up over in Australia and in South Africa. And his style of music was very much influenced by Bob Dylan, songs of sort of protests and activism and things along those lines. And unbeknownst to him completely, he was becoming a cult hero, musical cult hero in South Africa, very underground scene, South Africa and Australia. And this movie that came out, Search for Sugar Man, deals with these two fans of his from South Africa who wanted to know what happened to him. This is in the late 90s. They revered his music so much, and they'd heard rumors that he had died, so they wanted to know just what happened, and found out that, no, he not only is not dead, but he's still alive, and he's right here in Detroit. So they got a hold of him and talked with him and brought him to South Africa for a series of concerts, and it was just one of the most triumphant things I've ever seen on screen. It's impossible not to be so emotionally caught up with this man's story. He's so humble, and he had no idea he was such a superstar in other parts of the world. And it follows his journey, and it's definitely a very happy ending. And the song that I brought is one of the tracks from his first album called Cold Fact, which he released originally in 1970, and it's on the soundtrack as well to Searching for Sugar Man.
Okay, and that's the film, too?
That's the film, yes.
All right.
Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man, a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal.
I want to thank Chris Aguirre with Inc. Magazine and the music podcast, The Mailbox. Bill Brownlee, a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. Michael Byers, KCUR's morning drive announcer and also a contributor to The Mailbox. Gentlemen, thanks so much for some great recommendations.
Thanks for having us on.
Happy holidays.
That makes my questions disappear. Sugar man, 'cause I'm